I've been told by people before that I have a very serious look on my face. And maybe it's because I'm kind of a serious guy, and that's why I love my profession, because it gives me a chance to behave like an irresponsible teenager for an hour and a half every day.
Oh, yeah.
I decided to go out there and consciously smile, because I was putting something out there unconsciously that I didn't really want to put out there. And me putting that smile on my face, just thinking about I'm happy, but I should be smiling kind of a thing, has made the whole thing that much more joyful to me. And I see now that what we have, particularly our live concerts, is something that cannot be digitized. Yes, we have. I love the DVD, and I think it looks great and it sounds great. But there's some energy that takes place in a live concert situation when thousands of people are there to enjoy it and sing together and applaud together and hoot and holler together. There's an energy that just kind of takes over people, and it's just loud enough, and the crowd is just loud enough and energetic enough that you can't think about anything else that's going on in the rest of your life. You're forced to forget your troubles. You're forced to get on that surfboard and surf the wave of joy with the rest of them. Music is therapeutic in so many different ways.
Sure is.
And we are the stewards of this incredible thing that comes from a higher place and is channeled through us. And me putting that smile on my face begets more smiles and smiles back. And it's just for the last 7 or 8 years, this is all about the joy of being on stage and performing and helping people forget their troubles for an hour and a half, because Lord knows there's stuff going on, and we're seeing it at every channel you pretty much turn on the television. We have to find the good in each day and celebrate that and focus on that, and then eventually things will turn around for us. So.